This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-Q-U-E-Z, first name Rosa, R-O-S-A, date of birth August 17, 1971, date of evaluation January 25th, 2022. The referring physician, Dr. Hassan. The chief complaint, 50-year-old female who is seen preoperatively. The HPI. The patient is a 50-year-old female who sustained an industrial injury on October 5th, 2018, period. At that time, she noted that she was pushing a pastry cart which got stuck in a door, period. She stated that a rack then fell on her neck, period. The patient first sought medical care approximately 1 week later. She was given non-steroidals, however, continued with pain, period. She was ultimately diagnosed with bilateral cervical radiculopathy, comma, cervicalgia, C-E-R-V-I-C, A-L-G-I-A, and right shoulder pain. She then underwent a course of physical therapy in 2019, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, injections, and medications. She had continued to do poorly despite the above. MRI of the cervical spine on November 20, 2020 revealed moderate spinal canal stenosis and moderate bilateral neurofemoral stenosis at C6-7. There was further noted to be mild left neurofemoral stenosis at C5-6, moderate disc-based narrowing at C6-7, and moderate spinal canal stenosis with AP canal diameter of 8 millimeters. She was further noted to have moderate bilateral neurofemoral stenosis. The patient had failed therapy and she was felt to require surgery, period. She stated that she has ongoing pain, which she described as burning. Pain is worsening by heavy lifting. She has ongoing right arm weakness. She has had no chest pain, orthopnea, PND, or other cardiovascular symptoms. Her past medical history, 1, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia. The past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 10 milligrams HS, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable. Social history, there is no history of alcohol, cigarettes, or drug use. Review of systems, unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 132/73, pulse 76, respiratory rate 20, height 61 inches, weight 125.4 pounds. The musculoskeletal exam, significant for tenderness, on extension and rotation of the neck. She has decreased sensation in C7 dermatomes. The lab work EKG reveals a sinus rhythm of 73 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The CBC, white blood cell count 5.6, hemoglobin 11.8, platelets 310, sodium 138, potassium 4.4, chloride 100, bicarb 30, BUN 10, creatinine 0.48, glucose 208. Her urinalysis specific gravity 1.019, pH 7.0, 2 plus glucose, trace protein, trace leukocyte esterase. The impression, this is a 50-year-old female who sustained a work-related injury resulting been significant injury of the cervical spine, period. The patient had failed conservative therapy and is now felt to require surgical treatment, period. She is now scheduled for C6/7 anterior cervical discectomy fusion for diagnosis M54.12 using general anesthesia. The patient has multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease that include diabetes, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia. However, she has no symptoms of angina. She has had no findings of congestive heart failure, dysrhythmia. She has normal renal function, period. Her blood sugar is mild to moderately elevated, period. Despite the same, the patient is felt to be medically stable for her procedure. She is therefore cleared for same. She requires aggressive follow-up for control of her glucose. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Rosa Rodriguez.